Etude number one in odd-numbered years. A very important aspect of this etude is the sudden dynamic change that you have to make in measure five, and then again in measure six, and then again in measure seven. I recommend taking a breath in measure eight after the A natural, since the B natural really must lead on to the next measure, the C natural there. I recommend taking a breath in measure four after the dotted quarter, E natural, in measure eight after the A natural, since the B natural must lead on to the C in the next measure, and in measure 12 after the retard before measure 13. That breath is a little tricky. Make sure that you take a short breath and keep your armature formed before you go on to the next measure. I also recommend that you use a left F fingering, if you have that on your oboe, for the fourth note in measures 2, 4, and 14. And also use a left F fingering for the first note in measure 2 and in 14. Obviously, if you do not have the left F key, use a forked F key in those places. In measure 10, you have several choices for playing the high G sharp to E natural. You could use the left E flat and G sharp keys with one pinky. You could use the right G sharp and then what I call the long E natural, that is the right G sharp and right E flat and the right hand. Or, and this works well for me, use the right G sharp and then switch to a left E flat and G sharp for the high E. That is the fingering that I prefer. In measure 16, use a left F for that fifth note, because usually the left F in that range has a better sound.